This is Michael.
Hey, Michael, this is Abigail with Archtop Fiber. We're returning your call.
Right. I'm actually, there was my my neighbor that I'm supposed to be handling the calls for. She got some sort of a text that they have to reschedule her appointment on the 28th. 703 Oster Avenue, Deanna Fleischer.
Okay, so you're calling to reschedule your appointment?
I'm not. Okay, she works in a medical field, and she can't make any phone calls. So she got a text indicating that her appointment that's set for the 28th of this month needs to be rescheduled. So that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to figure out why it needs to be rescheduled and when we can reschedule it.
Oh, okay. Could you let me know her last name, please?
Fleischer, Fleischer.
And the address?
703 Oster Avenue, and I think they have it as apartment 2 or something. I still don't know. They keep doing that wrong, but you know, it's whatever. I'm in 2, she's in 2A, or she's 2, I'm 2A. I don't know how they have it figured at this point, but like I tried to tell them, they still have it structured wrong. There's a total of 6 units in the building, and I'm sure you guys are going to be getting more, and each time somebody calls in and wants service, they're going to say, well, wait a second, we don't, you know, I guess that's tea for another day.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yes, we do need to reschedule after February 20, 2025 due to construction delays.
Because of what?
Construction delays. It seems as if there's an additional work need to be done so that she would be able to get internet out of her location.
I'm confused about that. Can you explain that to me?
As it relates to the delay for the location?
The reason for the delay, yes.
Oh, I don't have much information. This was the information that has been relayed over to us for us to reach out to her to reschedule due to delays.
I have to explain to her, and that doesn't make any sense, because they initially ran a box and they were getting ready to run a wire to her the day they installed mine. I had to come out and say, wait a second, is that for Michael Jordan? Yeah, well, you're supposed to be running it here. I'm the detached unit in the back. So it took them a while to figure that out. So they went ahead and they hooked me up. But in the meantime, they had already installed a box and everything on the unit in the front, which houses 5 more units. So I don't know what would be the delay besides them coming and, you know, running the wire like they did for me. I don't understand. So.
Yeah, it's 2 different locations around in that Kingston area, and that specific unit as well that they are rescheduling for. As I said, I could try to reach out to ask them what's the exact delay, but they just relayed over that it's just some additional work that they need to get done, and they would need to do that within February.
In February?
Yeah, we need to reschedule her for February 20th. Yeah.
Somebody need, okay, that's just wrong. I'm telling you, that's just wrong. Somebody doesn't know what they're doing. Just like it took me a week, actually 2 weeks, for Arch Tiber to renumber the things in here. I was trying to order her up. They said, 703 already has service. They said, no, 703 doesn't. The rear unit in the back does. That's me. There are 5 other units. You guys need to go in and rework 703 so that it shows apartments 1 through 6. I'm 6. I have service. Now
is she unit 2B?
That's what you guys have her for. There is no unit 2B. This is what's so frustrating. to me, okay? This is what your back end decided to do. When I called and I talked to the lady, I said to her, look it, there are a total of six apartments. There are five in the main building, and there is one in the back, the rear detached unit, which is me. I already have service. So you need to go in and renumber this 703, apartments 1 through 6, with me being six in the rear detached unit.
And
There are five additional units that are going to need your service at some point. And Deanna, who owns the building and lives in one of the apartments, wants it brought into hers. So it took them 2 weeks to now again renumber 703 wrong again, and they're showing 703 as just being two apartments, 2A and 2B. So it's still wrong, and I told the lady this. I said, look it, every time somebody from 703 calls in and wants, you guys are going to say, oh, wait a second, we're confused here. There's no confusion here. Not on our part. On your part, there is, but not on our part.
Okay. Could I know the exact location for Deanna's apartment, please?
She's down in the basement. So this is what we have. We there are two basement apartments. There are three upper apartments, and then there's the rear detached unit, which is me. And I already have your service. They already ran the box to the main building by error because they thought they were installing it for me. After 15 minutes, I came out. I said, hey, who in this building is getting arch top fiber? They said, Michael Jordan. I said, that's me. I'm over here. So like I said, they walked around not knowing what they were doing for 20, 25 minutes. And then they decided, okay, well, we already got the box up there. They told me that's ready to go in case anybody else in that building wants it. And then they went and they installed it in the rear detached unit, which is me. But we're all 703. But you guys should be having it listed as 1 through 6, or you can go 1 through 5 and rear detached unit.
And
However way
Deanna
you
would
want
be
to do
which
it.
unit?
The what?
Deanna would be on which unit?
She would be four. So there's one, two, three, and then the basement one would be four. The other basement one would be five. And on the sixth unit, which is rear detached unit. And I don't mean to say it this way, but Spectrum got it because Spectrum had it listed as six units. But you guys can't seem to get that part down.
All right, what I'm going to do, I'm going to relay this information back over to the team and would have someone to give a call as it relates to an update on an install, okay?
Can you please have them call me? Because the problem is they end up calling her or sending her a message. If they call her, she's not going to be able to answer because she works in a hospital. And then she's got to take the time to text me, and then I've got to take the time to call you. I was supposed to be put down as a person of contact on this, again, by the lady I spoke to when we set the appointment. But the building is ready. I watched him install the box.
Okay, so just to better understand, at the first time when they came to do the drop, and you said that they did it to the main building, after when they realized that you were not at that specific building and you were at the rear attachment, they said for that building, anyone that wants service would be able to connect to that box, right? And from where that box is, do you think Deanna at Unit 4 would be able to connect to that box?
Yes, because they put the box in there. Also, because I said to the guy, I said, where you put the box, how easy is it going to be to run? He goes, oh, Well, it looks like there was cable here from probably Spectrum. We're just going to run it the same way. So I said, they're all ready to go. They just have to call and order it. He goes, yeah, that's ready to go. We'll run main wire to the building. And then, if there's one, two, three, no matter how many apartments, if they all get it at one time, we can. But as they call and order it by themselves, we run the wire. We'll be able to run the wire to the building, and then we'll run it down to where Spectrum had their wires running, which is what they did on my rear detached unit. They ran it, they dropped it down, and they pulled Spectrum's cable out and put mine and put yours in.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to send this information over to the team. Could I get your full name, please?
My name is Michael Jordan. 845-200-5433.
So 845-200. What's the last?
5433.
Oh, 5433.
5433.
One moment, please. I'm just going to add your information.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why they're saying that just makes no sense. I mean, if I had waited another 10 minutes before I opened up my door and walked out, they would have had the wire run to the building.
All right, so I just had the information over. Your number is also on file. So I'm going to reach out to the team, and as it relates to any updates, we'll give you a call back to let you know, okay?
Appreciate it.
Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
No, not at all.
All right, no problem. It's my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one, and thank you for calling ArchTop Fiber.
Thank you. Bye-bye.